flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You can listen to the show on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen to 97.1 The Ticket for a chance at the ultimate trip to Vegas. Happy Wednesday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. We are officially into the Lions offseason. And before we get to players they may draft down the line or free agents they may target, it starts in-house. How about a little stay or go free agent edition? Tom's got names.
All right, I think the first one's the biggie. Carlton Davis.
Should he stay or should he go? I say stay. Now, it's going to depend. Does he want like a 3 or a 4 year deal? That's where it gets dicey, but he's everything they could have wanted and more.
Mm-hmm.
Man coverage, veteran, and he played very well. He's a Super Bowl champion. To me, that's a stay.
I think it's a stay as well. And you know, part of it, if you're going to bring back or promote somebody within as defensive coordinator, why are you doing that? It's consistency. It's terminology. You have a guy that has played in the system that Kelvin Shepard is familiar with, knows his skill set. Why bring in somebody else to do a similar job? Now, if you're going to try and majorly upgrade, you're going to have to go out and spend a whole bunch of money. And it will come down, and a lot of these guys are going to come down to, what are you willing to spend and what's the term going to be? But I think for Carlton Davis, he proved his value. And I think this is a guy that you definitely want to bring back.
You want someone you trust if you're going to play man. You got to put him on an island, and he'll come up in the run game. He's a perfect fit.
Yeah. No more than 2 years, though. No way. No way.
I might go 3.
I think he's
3 if
along.
It's really only 2, though. I mean, you can get kind of fuzzy with it. Yeah.
All right. Levi Onwuzurike.
This is a hard no for me. And I know that there was a lot of discussion coming out of training camp. Oh, he's healthy and look at what he could do. He could play all 4 spots. He was still limited in what he was able to do. I didn't like him coming out. 1 year out of the 4 he's been able to play. Hey, and he may have played well enough for somebody to pay him, just not the line. It's a very Jonah Jackson-esque, I think, player.
I think Jonah Jackson did more than he did.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no question he did more, but you didn't want to sign him for $20 million a year.
To me, this is go. And I feel like we had smoke blown up our, you know what. He just never delivered.
It flashed for like 1 game, I think. But with him, that's a Brad Holmes admission, by the way. Highest pick, he will not resign. All right, next one. Kevin Zeitler.
Stay. He was super productive last year. The offensive line's the engine. And I want to have depth. Maybe Mahogany displaces Glasgow when Glasgow becomes a flex player who can play center or guard. But I like depth. I like productive players. I'd keep Zeitler.
It's going to come down to money. and it's going to come down to amount of years. Now, he was on a one-year deal. Was it a one-year prove-it deal? If you prove it, we're going to give you a two-year deal. I don't know that I want to go 2 years because he did miss time. So this one is a...
You could say go and replace him.
I think it's if you can get him at the right price and the right length, then yes. But I'm fine with Mahogany stepping in there and addressing backups in a different way.
All right, I think this one's interesting. A little bit of an unsung one with fans. Tim Patrick.
I said go. He was productive, but I don't think he's someone that's bolted down here. I think that's a spot you could actually upgrade to, depending on how the offseason goes.
I agree. I think that we've seen that position, that receiver position, you want to call it 3, 4, whatever you want to call it, is kind of interchangeable. You get a guy that you can rely upon for 1 year, and it works, it helps, but he's had injury issues.
This one's very interesting to me. I think the toughest one on the list, actually. Derek Barnes.
Stay.
I agree. I think he provides great depth. He provides great flexibility. He can play a number of different linebacker positions.
Special teams, too.
Yep. I think he's a guy that is valuable to this team. And I also think he's a guy that has proven his worth, but is not going to – he's not going to command a big contract.
He's not going to break the bank.
No.
All right, the next one, Ify Melifonwu.
No, I think this one's easy. And I know that, you know, coming in at the end of the last couple of years, he's been a nice addition and it's been fun, but you can't, if you can't stay on the field, we can't be counted on for 15 of the 17 games, certainly not 17 games, then no.
I had him as a stay, but these are fringe guys, right? I think he has a role, third safety. It's just a shame he wasn't healthy at the large portion of this season.
Is that the first one you guys disagreed on?
Yeah, I think so.
No, Zeitler. I was fine with
I was stay, he was go.
Okay. Marcus Davenport.
Go.
Go.
Because on the list, sorry.
Yeah, and I mean, if you could ever get the most out of him, then yeah, and it was a good gamble, but... He's a China doll. He just gets hurt.
And that's a spot I want him to upgrade, by the way, too. Yeah. I wouldn't just feel comfortable rolling it back with him.
I said that unsung fan favorite kind of Tim Patrick this year a little bit. But this is the true fan favorite. Dan Skipper.
To me, this one is a stay. And I don't care about the whole fan favorite. This is a guy that when he came in, the first time he came in to play left tackle when Decker was down, I thought, oh, no. And it was not good. But the next time, he was serviceable. I think he's a swing tackle that can be a backup on either side. We've seen what he can do as an extra offensive lineman. I think he provides really good value.
He is an amazing locker room guy. His story is the stuff we all love. I want to see them upgrade the third tackle spot. I don't know how long Decker is going to be as productive as he's been. I'd like to invest in a swing tackle, so I would let Skipper go.
All right, next one, Khalil Dorsey.
Go.
Yeah, this is a guy that he can come in and play a very limited role. And the term I have down here and for the next guy is upgradable. Could certainly upgrade him, and it's not going to cost you a lot.
Yeah, and this next one, there's an acronym now, ABV. And it's anybody but Vildor. I think that's what fans want. I think that's what we want. Just, you know what? You've got to have a depth guy. So, Kendall Vildor, do you want him back?
Again, upgradable. I'm jumping ahead in the line here, but I mentioned both guys. Upgradable. I think he gets a bad rap for the ball going off his face mask in the NFC Championship game. He did play at times as a serviceable corner or nickel corner, but again, you're not going to have to pay much to upgrade.
PFF graded him out as 114th out of 118 players at his position. It's not just us that don't like him. You can go.
All right, the next one, I'm going to butcher this maybe, but Al-Qaeddin Muhammad.
Oh, good job.
I think that's a good job. He had a couple moments this year. I'd keep him. Stay. Yeah.
You're talking about some depth guys here that I think do provide good depth, and he can come in and give a guy a breather for a couple of plays. You can rotate him in. And I think he's a guy, when you start talking about having to pay him, you're paying him for, 10 to 12 plays per game, max? And so that's how you've got to value him. But he can come in those 10 to 12 plays. You're not going to get a huge drop-off.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last one, Teddy Bridgewater.
This is interesting. And I think that this opens up the rabbit hole to go down for Hendon Hooker, the QB2, and what happens if Goff gets hurt. I don't even want to talk about if Goff gets hurt, but I think you bring him back because I don't think Hendon Hooker is developing into the guy that they thought he would be. And Bridgewater's not old. Like, I know he stepped away, but what is he, 32? He is a guy that could still be serviceable like he was in that game.
I think it's a lower ceiling with him as the backup, right?
It's a lower ceiling, but this is higher some of the stuff that I hate during the draft. Lower ceiling, but higher floor. He's safe. That's a great way to put it. I think he's safe.
What's going on with Brunell? Is he staying?
I don't think we know yet.
So he could be, Bridgewater could be the quarterback coach.
Very well could be.
I was going to say that. He's already been into coaching, and I think that's the direction he wants to go. I think you still have to give Hendon Hooker a shot to be the backup quarterback. This was a go for me, but he could stay on the coaching staff.
Can I throw something else at you? You didn't get to prepare, so it's a little unfair.
It's fine.
Who on this roster is most likely going to be the most surprising departure? And it can be on this list or it could be somebody else.
Like a cut candidate, you're saying?
Yeah, just... Sorry. I shouldn't have done that to you. I will not hold this to you.
Oh, boy. I'm trying to look at this. I think...
All right, you don't have to answer.
Za'Darius?
Yeah. Maybe.
There's a roster bonus. They may have to rework that. They may just want to pivot somewhere else. I don't know. You're not holding me to it, but there's a name that's out of left field that maybe could surprise people if he wasn't back. Zeitler would be the other one, but I don't know how surprising it is given he's getting older. And even Holmes kind of, in his press conference, Brad Holmes acknowledged, hey, you know, as you get older, there are some considerations there.
I think the big surprise might be Derek Barnes. I think there is somebody out there that might decide that he is worth more than the Lions are willing to pay him.
Could see that. At stay or go, Lions free agents, 97.1.